The podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses.
It is not hard to destroy a college.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
My main man, Scotty, for real.
Did you see how fast he ran down the hall leave you like a woman?
He didn't even talk to us. He sat in a different area this morning. He just removed himself.
Things just aren't the same in bed.
And yeah.
We don't spend any time together anymore, and I don't like your friends and your gambling and your drinking and the smoking, and I'm always the one walking the dog, the children you spend no time with. We're finished! I'm leaving you!
It was just
I'm actually doing it for the money. I'm just saying all those other things to pretend like it's not the money. See how quickly he ran down the hall?
Oh. Did he? I had to make him talk to us, Scotty.
I would never do that to you.
Thank you.
I'm your boy. I've known you since the jump. I've seen you mowing through these hosts. I'm the only one that's cool. I've never done you wrong. You always set me up in the Caribbean.
I did you wrong, though. I did you dirty on that one.
What are you talking about?
Well, they were supposed to upgrade
me
my little deal.
You did me up. I just, I go Ritz, son. I don't stay down at the Marriott. I think they own the Marriott, too, don't they? I go to the left side.
I got you. I'm with you. I do that as well, and my people let me down there when I was trying to hook you up. But
no, you did hook me up in a big way.
Okay.
I just have my wife stuck up, so she rolls.
She's like Gio.
She's like him. She's probably sleeping with him. She rolls at a higher end. She's like, I think it smells. And I go, all right, call the Ritz. Let's go.
Let's go. Let's get out of here. Now, tell the folks when your show is on.
I'm on at 10 to 2.
10 to 2.
Every night. Everywhere. It's crazy. It's big.
You clear it.
It's nuts.
Everywhere across the country on CBS Sports Radio. So I appreciate
it. It's enormous because at nighttime, it clears more.
Right.
So, because they don't want to pay anybody. Right. Here's how it works. So, what happens is radio stations, when the sun goes down, they want to employ no one. And more so, they don't want to pay for anybody's cancer. If you get cancer, they don't want to pay that bill either. So, what they do is they pay no one when the sun goes down and they bring in Pharrell. And then I just rock out in a couple hundred markets, and I get them ratings, and chicks dig me. And I gamble heavily, and I play rock and roll music. And the guy down the hall, I don't know why you play this rock and roll.
Would that be Chernoff, our boss, Mark Chernoff?
I just don't understand the Jesus lizard. What is this? Is the fan? I've never liked it. What are you doing?
He used to be a DJ.
Yeah, now they write stories about how music's so important for shows. But don't tell me you invented anything. You're awful. You're a disgrace. Why are you wearing shorts in here this morning? Who do you think you are? I've worked for this guy for like 30 years. Did you
know
that?
You guys.
I left here. I was here forever. And then basically, bottom line is, I went with Howard Stern, their biggest enemy. They hate him because he made him $100 billion.
Right.
And then I went with him to Satellite, and then I came back to do this with you. And I worked with you in the beginning of Night. And then you got all, like, highfalutin.
Well.
You went up into the stratosphere, like, because let's face it, your TV gigs are so huge that the radio is just like a mistake, right?
Honestly. No, not a mistake.
I watch you on CBS on Saturday afternoons. Why do I care about anything else when you're on network television? Like, isn't this a hobby? Isn't this like a hobby? You know what you should do? You should do like Howard, work 3 days a week.
Okay.
And then have me come in and do the other two.
Can I get a $400 million contract?
I think they should pay you. $90 million, for Christ's sakes. I'm trying to get someone out of federal prison. I don't have time. $90 million. Those days are over. We're not paying anyone $90 million. Now, $5 million a year, if we could get him for another year, we might do that. 1 year extension. If he wants two, we might have a problem. We don't lose in negotiations here at CBS.
You are nuts. No, they're going to lose once this acquisition takes place with, was it Intercom?
Oh, that's huge.
That's huge, yeah. So then I can get my $90 million?
I just hope that when they come in, they don't let guys that have babies stay have 10 weeks off a year like my producers. Like, where did they like come Mafia? Up with that law? My guy, he's off more than Francesa, for Christ's sakes. He's probably trying to make a baby right now.
He didn't even make the... I mean, he didn't have the baby, but yet guys, he gets 10 weeks off?
I see this guy once every 4 months. He comes in to do the show. I basically do the show by myself. I heard they got different laws at Intercom. God bless them. Than this place.
All right, let's get to the...
Do you think if I adopted a kid or something?
Adopted a kid?
Well, no, I'm thinking if I adopted one, would I get 3 weeks?
Adopt me.
I think they're giving them 6. What about 3? If I adopt a kid and then I'll sell it like 3 or 4 months later, just if I can get the 3 weeks off.
Man, you just spent like 12 days in Vegas, didn't you, doing shows?
I did.
Like 3 weeks off, isn't it?
The great thing about Vegas is they want me to live there. And my boss here, Eric, told me, as long as I'm miserable, you'll be miserable. You're not living in Las Vegas. You're not living in Miami. You're living in this hellhole.
I tried to do the Miami thing my damn self.
And that doesn't go over.
No, they
don't want you to be happy.
Nope.
They want you to drag your ass in here every morning in snow and ice and sleet and wind and $13 tolls, and I can't park anywhere. Who do you think I'm giving that parking bill to this morning that I had to pay?
Give it to Chernoff.
Oh, please.
He'll pay for it, right? No?
Please.
He won't? I'll tell you, you can give it to him. You can give it to the president. Let's start there. Give it to him, because we're going to give him some business. Of course, you had protests. You had solidarity. You had guys locked in arms yesterday all across the NFL because of the comments by President Grand Berther Friday night at a Alabama rally. Perfect place for him to make his comments to the Deep South. And... You saw...
But how about how they all loved it, those freaks?
Oh, well, perfect place. Ideal audience for him, of course. They loved it, and I've been saying it for a while. This guy is a bigot. If you support him, you are either a bigot or you have bigoted tendencies or you condone bigotry, and there is no excuse for what he said, and it's just been amazing to see the comments from those who still support this man and those who still want to deflect from what the main goal of this protest has been from the outset by Colin Kaepernick, which is to draw attention to social injustice, inequalities in how we interact with our law enforcement. And yet people will hide behind the flag and say, well, you're disrespecting the military, you're disrespecting our country. This has nothing to do with the military. I have family members that have served in the military. There are others who are joining this protest along with Colin Kaepernick who are in the military. So that's a deflection. Those folks who hide behind that argument are ones who don't want to deal with the real problem that Colin Kaepernick and others have thrust into the forefront. So you had what you had from the president saying these guys are sons of bitches who kneel, the only people who can protest in this country and who can find fault with our country are those who are of a different pigmentation, and it's just ludicrous and asinine for him to make that statement.
Now?
I was so incensed when I heard it. I had to take a moment by myself and just try to control the intense emotions I was feeling at the time. I've had a few days to digest it and calm down, and it's just amazing that someone like that sits in that house in Washington, D.C. and runs this country and is considered the leader of the free world. And to see where our country, how we have gone backwards. And there were some who said they want to take this country back. Well, they're taking it back. They're taking it back to a horrible time when we had Jim Crow. We're taking it back to a time where not everyone enjoyed the freedoms that they should have. And now to have someone sitting in the White House, the top person in this country who's leading that group, it's just unfathomable to me. And it's just amazing that we sit here in 2017 are still dealing with issues that my forefathers dealt with, my relatives dealt with.
It's worse than ever.
It's amazing.
It's worse than ever. It's so divisive
right now. I never would imagine that I would be sitting in the United States of America. I love my country. I've said this numerous times. I love my country. But that doesn't mean I can't find fault with my country. And we do internal deliberations personally. I always quote Socrates, one of my favorite quotes, a life not self-examined is not a life worth living. Well, if we can do that individually, why can't we do that about our country? And our country is not perfect. How's it go to form a more perfect union? Because we're not perfect. We'll never be perfect. So when we find fault with our country, we should be able to speak about that and not have those who beat us over the head and say we're un-American all of a sudden if we don't believe right. what you believe.
Well, I think he's barking up the wrong tree with the NFL. I think that you saw what happened all day and often in every single stadium in the league. There was a unity unequaled that we've never seen before. And you heard some people say that you've never seen the owners and players on the same page in the same day at any level ever in the NFL. And we could talk about that in every sport. But I think that he mocked the wrong people. And there is a... there's an erosion for sure between government and people and athletes right now, higher than we've ever seen before. I think that they slapped him right back in the face with everything that they did yesterday. A lot of teams, like the Steelers, didn't even come out except right. for Villanueva. He came out because he was a soldier.
Right.
And I understand that. And to each his own, everybody does their own protest, whether verbal or silent or whatever you got to do. I will say this, that I think that I'm scared that, you know, the side of it, everything you say, I'm down with. I think the part that's weird and demented about it all is that, like, because I'm on everywhere in Alabama, mm-hmm. all right? So
no.
I have a huge following there in Tuscaloosa, Birmingham, right. you name it, I'm on there. So I talk to these people every night. And they were really behind this guy.
Right.
And then I think there's a gigantic, it really is demented, a faction that is behind this guy.
Yep.
That's why he got voted in. It's really twisted that we're talking about, like, you know, there's football players, there's owners, there's media, and there's liberals to the left and everything else that can't stand him. And then there's guys like Bill Maher. They spend their entire show bashing him. Guys like John Oliver, bashing. And then over here, like, I don't even think the Republicans like this guy. It's not the Republican, the politicians that can't stand. They loathe him.
Right.
His own party loathes him. Yeah. But the part that I'm talking about is the people don't.
Right.
These sick, yeah. demented,
and
twisted, backward
there.
Ass.
Right.
People, and no offense to anybody, but honest to God, living in the woods, living in, I don't know where they're living, but they believe in everything this guy's saying, and they actually think that we're on this side, everyone that you're fighting for,
yeah.
what you're standing up for, what you believe in, and what those football players believe in, and what Kaepernick, they think we're all sick in the head, and I think that's the divide.
Yes.
And you know what it is? It's the Grand Canyon.
Right.
You're never going to get those people to support what you're saying or what the NFL's saying. They
right.
think Trump's right,
yeah.
and he's sick in the head, and I worked for this guy before. I will say his check's cash.
Okay.
I have worked for him because he's been involved in sports.
Right.
He used to buy MMA,
right.
and I did the Affliction because they sponsor me, and I did their MMA event in Orange County, California with Fedor Emelianenko,
yeah.
and I hosted it on TV. He bought that. He was the money behind the whole event.
Mm-hmm.
He's always been involved in sports, USFL,
right.
you
right.
name it, but he's sick in the head. I know his son well. He's been on my show a million times. I know his lawyer well. He's another one that's whacked in the head. But the thing is, people actually love him.
I know.
They
yeah.
love everything he says. They think he's right. That's what's sick about this. I think you're beating your head against the wall. I don't think you can talk all you want about the NFL players. They're not going to win. You know why?
Because
all these demented, backward-ass people are going to support this guy. And he sits there and has these rallies and makes us look like idiots.
Well, not only has the bigotry come to a forefront, but also the perception that people have for athletes. And it's been long held, but now it's really out front. They believe, and the Grand Bertha tweeted this, if you're going to have the privilege of making millions in this country, you should respect the flag. Well, first of all, it's not a privilege to play in the damn
league. It's not about that.
It's not granted to you. It's not a right. You don't have a right to be a professional athlete. You have to earn that right.
Right.
You have to earn
you
a scholarship.
Have a skill.
You have to have a damn skill. But the general public, those who side with this idiot, they
think
something is giving it to you.
They're
right.
pouring it
right.
into their
here,
laps.
Here, take this. You look like you can run fast. Here's $1 million.
They watch ballers and they believe
yeah.
it.
Right. And they think that's all you can do. That's right. it. This has been handed to you. Here's another handout. That's why when you talk about paying athletes at the collegiate level, which I am not advocating for, but I do believe they should be able to control their marketing yeah. rights and things that are likeness. But when you have that conversation, it's about you're giving them something. You're not giving them a damn thing. No one arbitrarily walks through high schools handing out scholarships. You have to earn it, just like you have to earn this job.
I think Vanderbilt should have been paid cash on Saturday to take that ass-pasting. Actually, I think each kid deserved $5,000 to have that kind of parking in their garage. To have the Peterbilt pull in backwards right into the garage, into the heated garage. You deserve $5,000 if you play at Vanderbilt. Do you remember they said, we won Alabama?
Yeah.
Well, you got them. But I think that these athletes... you played... Obviously, in Austin, you played in the NFL, and it's real simple. I think you guys do have a voice. I think you do have a huge impact on some forms of social change.
Sports always has.
Massively.
Yeah.
And I think that's automatic. And it's so many great ways. And then some people may not like it, and you'll always have that faction. We don't like what he's doing with Kaepernick. Well, it doesn't matter what you like, because he's entitled to help others. He put his money where his mouth is, that cat. He spent millions helping people. And, like, you got the J.J. Watts. Is someone going to say that guy didn't help with his $37 million to the Harvey victims? You don't like athletes. Here's the deal. You don't like athletes, what they're doing in society for change, then stay the Pharrell out of it. Don't watch the NFL then if you don't
Thank
like
you.
It. Because guess what? They'll all be watching football on Sundays.
Thank
you know what
you.
I do on Sundays?
Right.
I watch football. My family can go to your little bitty basketball games, go to your little picnics, go to the pool, go shopping, do whatever you want, because I'm gambling heavily on the NFL, and I don't care about politicians or their fat wives.
My man is preaching in here. Gio and Jones, Scotty Pharrell, sitting in for Gio. Give us a call. You want to join the conversation. 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4227. I know you're out there. I know you want to talk about this. We're going to take
They're
a break.
They're afraid of us.
They better not be. Not
I like your
listening.
Shades. Are those
like,
shades?
No, these are progressives. They're supposed to. I got
these
a little tint. Yeah, these
you
are too.
A little tint, actually.
Yeah, I got a little tint on mine.
You're
so everyone thinks I'm wearing shades inside.
You're pimping tint.
Yeah.
These are progressives.
Yeah.
When you first got them, were you dizzy?
Yes.
I was too.
Exactly.
I kind of got off on that a little bit. I was walking around.
You would.
I was walking around. I was like.
Don't look up.
Remember when you were driving and you'd like see something out of the corner of your eye because the lenses changed, the three lenses.
Exactly.
But after you get used to them, they are
cool.
Badass.
Yeah,
right?
I got a little tint, so they look like shades.
You
but
look
no,
good in
thank
the
you.
Sun. The tint. I mean, you're bringing back the 80s, son.
There you
with
go.
Some tint.
Come on. That's it, baby. Going backwards in a good way. Gio and Jones coming back after this.
Give us a call right now. 855-212-4CBS.
That was just such an awful showing in that entire football game. They should have never even made it to overtime.
Yeah, I would agree.
It should have been beaten by at least 10, at least.
We've got Andrew Bogus join us here for his update. Andrew, how are you, sir?
I'm doing well, Brian. How are you?
I worked with that guy before he
Did
even
you?
Came here.
Really?
I worked with Bogus his whole career since he was in diapers.
So you're the one I should blame for this.
No, he's a great talent. He was great.
That never gets said.
He worked at the planet with no oxygen with me over on satellite.
Where's that? The planet with no oxygen?
No oxygen. place that's more fun than this place. Yeah.
You have fun here.
I mean, they had an ice cream machine.
They had free soda.
Pretzels,
free pretzel
free
sticks.
Soda.
Yep.
They let us steal coffee there. It was great.
They didn't mind about the K-Cup. That's right.
They didn't mind. I used to go home every weekend with 300 of them.
Dude,
that's why they stopped it here.
I saw a dude one time get fired, and he went in the kitchen and took out a tray of Coke and just went home with it.
You know what's funny? I saw a guy in the bathroom doing heroin. It was the same kind of thing.
And it's all okay.
Wow. Yeah. That does sound like a fun place.
It was fun. I'll tell you about the hookers later.
Oh, okay. Well, that's a perfect segue for Bogus.
Thanks, Brian. So 47 first half yards, only 128 total. 3 turnovers, no third down conversions. That's what Washington's D did to the Oakland O on Sunday Night Football. Jay Gruden has never seen anything like it.
Well, I think it was as good a defensive performance as I've seen, you know, in a long time by anybody.
By anybody. Kirk Cousins threw touchdown passes to Chris Thompson, Vernon Davis, and Josh Doctson to win 27-10. Both these teams now 2-1. Like the Raiders, the Lions, Broncos, and Ravens all took their first loss yesterday. Detroit did not at the goal line in the final seconds, losing at home to the Falcons 30-26.
Now, was he touched? Because that's the score.
Know,
if the knee's down, it doesn't matter if he's not touched. And you could have knee on the ground and then roll in the end zone.
I got to tell you, it was a touchdown. But since I had the Falcons -3, I thought it was great.
That's all that matters, right?
I mean, it really is.
Yeah. Okay. Denver falling in Buffalo 26-16. And Baltimore smoked by the Jags in London 44-7.
How embarrassing was that?
Touchdown.
Wow. Talk about, what were they, drunk? What was that? How do you get beat by the Jaguars? They put 44 on them. How bad are you, really? That just, all that talk about 10 turnovers in 2 weeks. The defense is back. T-sizzle. Yeah. What was that? Remember when they were kneeling for the anthem? They kneeled for the whole game.
That was a T-fizzle.
Oh, you are bad. You are terrible.
Let that breathe.
No, let's just move on. The Chiefs are 3-0 after fighting off the Chargers in L.A. despite 3 picks from Phillip Rivers. This is a 1-score game into the fourth quarter, and then
Kareem Hunt gets it again. The rookie running back cuts back left. He's at the 40. He's at the 40 of the Chargers at the 30, 20, 10, 5. Good night, Chargers. It's a 69.
If you know what I mean.
KC winning 24-10.
What was that?
That's Gronk laughing at 69.
Oh, all right. Yeah. I had this kid on my show. He's great, great kid. Never fumbled once in college. That makes a man out
right?
of you.
Yep.
And Mitch Holtis with a geography loss there in the middle. Went to say San Diego.
Yeah, right, how about right. that?
Yeah. Everyone's doing that.
What was that right there? It sounded like John Sterling.
So KC won 24-10. Kareem Hunt's the third rookie ever with 6 touchdowns over his first 3 games. Billy Sims did it in 1980, and Dutch Sterneman did it in 1930.
Dutch
for the Decatur Staleys. That's a person, and that's a team.
Okay. Remember the Double Dutch Bus?
Yes, come on.
That was the greatest double song Dutch ever. Bus. That was way better than Fresh Prince, yeah, Summer.
Double Dutch Bus was great.
Double Dutch Bus moving down.
You might find that. PDB, Double Dutch Bus.
Aaron Rodgers won in overtime for the first time, 27-24.
Right? I don't know. Andrew's going to be the vote here. Mm-hmm. Look, now, stand up. Let's look at those. And then what about my Harden corals? Which ones are better, his orange shorts or the Harden corals? These are corals, son. You know that down in the Caribbean.
Yeah.
These are $200 Harden corals, son. When you wear coral, you get chicks. I get leg when I wear coral. I get leg.
You get leg.
I get leg when I wear coral. I wore these out to dinner at a Cuban spot the other night. I danced with 15 chicks salsa while my wife and her hot friend watched me. Because I was wearing corals, son. Harden corals. These shoes are so nice, I don't even play basketball in them. I wear them out to Cuban restaurants
Listen,
to pick up
leg. I had brunch at a Cuban restaurant yesterday with these shorts on.
Dude, is there anything better than Cuban food?
They were digging them.
Is there anything
digging
better
these
than
shorts.
Cuban
I had to wear,
food?
I had to double up today.
Listen, there's a spot, honestly, on 48th Street. Right, do you remember that spot over across from when we worked at the other place? If you went over a block by that St. Luke's Church across the street from it.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
48, there's a little Cuban spot over there. I mean to tell you, it's just better than sex, this food in this place. I mean, it is the greatest Cuban food ever. I used to go there every single day and eat Cuban sandwiches. I mean, it made a man out of me. I mean, I got to tell you, is there anything better than their beans, though? The black beans and the rice? Honest to God, I ate like 7 pounds of it Saturday night.
Oh.
And I went home and got some. I'm telling you. You think I'm kidding?
Even after dancing with other chicks?
I danced with 15 chicks, and I got video. I got proof of it. I'm going to show you. Today, I'm going to show you me dancing with 15
Come
chicks.
On.
And
That's
I got it all going on. You already knew I could dance,
I knew
son.
It. You got that stamina, dog.
You used to hang out with me at night. I know you
Come
don't
on.
Tell anybody that we're friends. That's
what?
Fine.
I would never keep you hidden.
I know you don't tell anyone you hang out with the white folk
what?
Down at nighttime.
I'm from West Texas. That's all Bro. I know, white folk.
I'll beat your boy Moore's ass, too.
Oh, well, that's easy. That's easy to do. Come on.
College football, Alabama and Clemson remain 1-2 in the AP poll, but the Tigers gave back 7 first-place votes from a week ago. Florida State falling out of the top 25 after its first 0-2 start since 89. Dwayne Wade and the Bulls have finally granted a buyout. Wade reportedly giving back $8 million of his $23.8 million salary for the coming season. The Cavs reportedly the front-runner now to get him. The LA Angels got a 7-5 win in Houston last night. That snaps their 6-game losing streak, keeps them 4.5 games behind the Twins for the final playoff spot in the AL. Anaheim has 7 games
That's
left.
Over, okay? Yeah. Just cancel this week. They're not making up 4.5 games this week.
No.
It's over, and forget it. Done. Complete.
And Justin Thomas won the PGA's FedEx Cup and its $10 million check with a second place finish at the Tour Championship.
And what about your boy Dwayne Wade? Seriously, I have to say this. How stupid was Miami to begin with to let him go?
Mm-hmm.
He is Miami.
Right.
He's the greatest thing that ever happened to the Heat. Mm-hmm. And the fact that Riley still plays like, we'll consider it. We consider everything that's put in front of us. Why wouldn't they bring him back to Miami to lead that young bunch? I mean, are you kidding me? The Cavs, everyone's going to the Cavs. Isn't everyone going to the Yankees and the Cavs and the Patriots? Everyone's going to those teams. How about my ass? Send him back to Miami. How does that sound? Where he belongs.
I think he does go back
to
Miami.
I used to go down to games in Miami and show the most. It's the greatest place. He should be back where he's from. That's his hometown, son.
No, his hometown is Chicago.
I'm talking about Miami is his home.
I got
Chicago sucks. You can have all that winter.
I'm with
Stick
you there.
And nice job with the Bulls, too. How bad was he playing for that crappy team?
They made the playoffs.
Oh,
come
they
on.
They didn't make the playoffs. They were terrible.
They made the playoffs.
No.
I was 2 years ago they made the playoffs.
Terrible.
They just missed the playoffs.
The over-under this year on them is 21 games.
That's right.
Games.
The Nets screwed them.
21 right. games. They're gonna. That's the Vegas total on the Bulls this year. They're so awful.
Brian, I'm done.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm good.
Scotty Burrell is not
done. That's the most fun either one of you guys have had in like a year and a half in this place. Honest to God, let's just face it. Give the guy the job down the hall. That's fine. You've had more fun in the last 40 minutes. The boss already called in complaining about us talking about the president. He's already nervous having me in here. About time you got some excitement in here. Take some calls.
We're going to keep talking about the grand birthday because the phone lines are lit up. Give us a call, 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. Heath in Alabama. How do you do this? I never do this, Mikey.
Yeah, do
which one you touch? There we go, Heath.
Let me do it. I know what
I'm doing.
I got
it, baby. Heath in Alabama.
What's going on, guys?
How you doing, man?
Good, man. How about you guys?
Doing great.
I'm miserable.
Good, man. First time caller, long time listener of both Pharrell on the Bench and Giannotti and Jones show, man. I'm heading home from work. But I just wanted to get in on the Trump rally there in Huntsville this past weekend. I just wanted to say, man, he doesn't speak for everybody in Alabama now. I'm a big supporter of the Kaepernick thing. Like you said, I'm going to watch football every Sunday, and no matter what. And I'm also behind what he's doing because, like you said, I mean, it's a platform for them to do that. And I feel like, you know, if you don't like it, shut up. Don't worry about it. But this is an issue that maybe people of my race don't understand, but like I said, I have a lot of friends who are of color, and I mean, I've seen it happen, and it does happen. There is an issue out there with police officers abusing the badge, and I just wanted to say that, you know, not everybody from Alabama actually thinks that way. So, I mean,
right, we're not going to. Heath, thanks for the call, and we're not going to generalize like the. I don't know what I'm doing.
I got it. Let me do this
because I'm just hitting buttons.
I'll do the phones. I got to do something in here.
I think I just punched up Lewis in the Bay Area. Lewis, you there?
I got him. Lewis, go ahead. Now they've put him off. He's not there now.
All right, my back. So my point was, no, we're not going to generalize, and we don't sit here and assign all the bad issues to every law enforcement member. No. We don't do that. And that's we're not generalized like the president has done, like other people do about athletes.
What a narcissist this guy is. Like, is he not the greatest narcissist of all time?
Big time.
He thinks, like, that, you know, his whole act of fire these NFL players, good luck with that. Do you know how many people worship the NFL on Sundays? Are you kidding me? Like, no one's going to stop watching football because this fat tool wants people to throw them out of the stadium if they don't do this or they don't do that. I got to say this, though. The anthem, in my opinion, now, this is just me. I said this Friday night when this whole thing started, when he had the rally. It's become such a joke now that I don't even know why they do it anymore.
Right.
I don't even know why they have the anthem anymore. Right. You know what I say? Flip a coin, let's play football, because if it's going to become so much of a distraction for everyone, and everyone's so mad about the anthem, and half the people are standing, half are sitting, half are kneeling, and no one can agree on anything, and people are mocking it now. I mean, in my opinion, they are mocking it.
Right.
So why even have it?
I'm with you. Let's do that. Hit the phone lines. Who are you going with? Kurt?
Kurt in San Francisco.
Yeah. Hello. How you doing?
Great.
Yeah. This is probably not a new idea, but I don't know where Trump gets the idea that he can tell a private company, which the NFL is, what to do, and why didn't he get his nose out of their business? How would we like it if, or hell, how he would like it if we stuck his nose in his business, saying, hey, you can't be hiring illegals and subcontractors and not paying your employee taxes and really dig into his crap? He wouldn't like that.
Why don't we keep him from blowing up the world? Like, how's that sound for starters? Like, I'm nervous about this guy threatening every country in the world that he's going to evaporate them from the face of the earth. Like, the world's ending. Hey, listen, stop touching the buttons.
I'm going to stop.
Honestly.
I got it, I think.
It's embarrassing. No, you don't. No, I got him. You see this? I got it.
Oh,
I got
there
it.
You go.
Trust me when I tell you.
Okay.
All right, Scott in Houston.
What's going on this morning?
Hey, dude.
Hey, I've got to say one thing, though, is it's really kind of blown out of proportion, because it's not about Trump. It's not about what Trump says. But just like you said a while ago, it's become a joke. But there's a large part of the population that grew up thinking that it's not a joke. And the part that I think a lot of people are missing is that they have the right to feel that way also. Sorry, that's just it. I mean, it doesn't matter if a big percentage of the people think that it's a mockery. But there's a big generation that grew up seeing that you're supposed to stand for the national anthem, you're supposed to have prayer before school.
Yeah, but those days are over.
Those are the things that you grew up on. It doesn't matter what everybody else thinks. They have that right to feel that way, just like the younger generation has the right to feel like it's stupid.
That's right, because no one can agree on anything.
Right.
No one can agree on anything.
I agree.
But Scott, this is not a protest against the flag.
That's right.
This is not a protest against the national anthem.
It does matter. It doesn't matter. You say that it does matter, but there's a part of the generation that feels like that it doesn't matter. What's wrong with standing for the national anthem?
There's nothing wrong. You know what everyone should do?
And then protest.
Listen, stop. Stop yourself. You need to go in your garage and stand in front of the flag and do it yourself before the game so you can feel better about yourself. Because everybody else now is making a mockery of it. I mean, let's face it. There isn't a player in the league now that's not involved in this now. And all these people talking about this isn't about Trump.
Of
course it is.
He derided the entire NFL.
He tried to ruin the day yesterday. The problem was he did a great job of ruining the beginning of the day, but the football was so kick-ass yesterday that by the end of the day it didn't matter what he did, because once again the product overrode his narcissism.
There you go. Scotty Ferrell sitting in for Gio, and Gio and Jones will be right back.
It's Gio and Jones on CBS Sports Radio.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Yeah. All right, it's time to ask the pros, where you, the listener, gets to ask a question, brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Simply check out the link, cbssportsradio.com/askthepros, or tweet your question at CBS Sports Radio using the hashtag Ask the Pros. Be listening later in the show when we might answer your question. Trust the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts to help you choose the brakes that are an exact fit for your vehicle.
Do you know what we do?
Brands you trust like Brake Best, Wagner, Thermo Quiet. O'Reilly Auto Parts has the brake parts that you need at guaranteed low prices. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
Well, you know what we do? When we answer the question, you know what we give them? Nothing. So I overnight them a case of absolutely nothing to their home, and they get it first thing in the morning. And everyone loves it. I got people calling the show, send me a case of nothing. And when you get it, it's the greatest thing ever. When you open it up and there's nothing there, it's the greatest thing ever. Because I love that whole Ask the Pros thing. So to get nothing out of it is just fantastic. We send them out, and it's, you know what the best part is? Is that CBS Sports Radio pays the postage freight, the overnight freight. It's unbelievable. Wow. They pay to ship nothing.
Wow.
Because they don't pay for anything else, but they pay for that. They ship nothing to people, and they get. It's the greatest thing. Is there anything better in radio than having contests where you get nothing out of it?
That's stupid.
It is so awesome.
That is not awesome. Why would you want a case of nothing?
Because people love it.
Just get a box and there's nothing in it.
That's like the president. We're getting a case of nothing from him for 4 years. He's doing such a great job. So many people love him. The 40% of people, I think he's at 43%
now. He's at 39%, isn't it? He's talking about the NFL's rating.
He should be, on Thursday.
He should be worried about his ratings.
Sunday.
Yeah, exactly.
Are you ready?
Yeah. What do you got?
Daniel in Oregon. Daniel. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's your cue, Slick.
Oh, okay. Well, here's my thing. I don't know if you remember, but a few years ago, when Tim Tebow would take a knee so that he could pray, progressives accused him of being an attention seeker, and they accused him of being controversial and everything else. And they said that he should keep that off of the field and just play football. So you don't understand how.
So all progressive. You're gonna put them all in one little box.
No, I mean, you guys are putting Trump supporters all in one box. The guy said that all Trump supporters are backwoods, rednecks, and everything else. I voted for Trump, but I also voted for Obama twice. I'm a registered Democrat, but I voted for Trump because a lot of people just wanted somebody that wasn't a politician for once.
Let's just be clear, just so we're clear here.
Right.
I only want to say one thing. I never called anyone a redneck, but thanks for you bringing it up for
and
me.
That's what I like about it.
You brought it up, not me. I never said that.
No problem with Tim Tebow doing whatever the hell he needed to do prior to the game.
Never mess with Jesus. That's one thing I learned a long time ago. You know what happens if you mess with
Jesus?
What
happens when you mess with Jesus?
You'll get like 15 straight bets wrong. I mean, honestly, it is the worst thing ever to mess with Jesus because everything will turn on you. Your wife will cheat on you and all your picks will go down the drain. Don't you do picks with Boomer on Friday
yes.
on the radio?
Yep.
Mess with Jesus this week. See how you do on Saturday.
I mess with Jesus every day. I'm a heathen.
Yeah, good luck with that.
It's been working out fine.
Talk about bad luck, man.
Come on,
I don't mess with the church.
Mess with Louis in the Bay Area.
I got you. Louis in the city by the Bay. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, good morning, guys. I would like to make 2 points, right? First, we have the rights, and the military fought for our rights to protest peacefully like that. So I don't see nothing wrong with it here, but we have our rights to protest peacefully. Second point is, like, there's a lot of injustice out there. Like, a couple years back, someone got killed in the Bay Area here in Oakland, Oscar Grant, right? He got killed by a police officer on accident, supposedly. The police officer did 6 months in jail, got a couple years of probation, got out of jail like that. And then how long did Michael Vick do in prison for fighting dogs?
2 years.
Like, the difference. 6 months for a human being's life and Michael Vick for dogs more than that, you know?
You're right, but let me say something here real quick. All right, let's be clear. We all know that what happens is, in this country, is white cops kill blacks and they get off every time.
Mm-hmm.
That we've established. Now, Michael Vick, he's been punished so heavily for what he did to dogs that he now has a television show called Baller's Wives and he's making millions. So I think that's kick ass because all the chicks on that show are smoking hot. So he did 2 years in Leavenworth and he's still getting some leg. And I mean to tell you, if you haven't seen that show, you got to tune in because I watch it at like 4 a.m. and my wife's passed out snoring and there is some fine ass action on that show. Michael, my man Mike, I lived with him in Atlanta. I'm friends with him. He's a great guy. And if you hate him, well then I hate you. How's that sound? Like, are you not over Michael Vick? Did some guy just bring up Michael Vick? Christ, what was that? 15 years ago? How long ago was the Michael Vick? Are you really? How long has that one been in your back pocket?
Well, the point he was trying to make is that those dogs' lives meant more, and was more egregious.
But I just said it.
Yeah.
Every white cop in the world shoots
right.
a black, they get off.
Right.
That's every day in this town. Like, we get about 10 cops a month in New York that shoot blacks and get off every time. We're used to that here. I mean,
unfortunately,
it's
right.
every time.
Yeah.
But that's automatic that the whites get off and the blacks get shafted. We've established that. Let me say this. The most peaceful protest I've seen in the last decade of any protest was not Black Lives Matter. I was in that protest on the West Side Highway as brothers were kicking my car doors in and punching my windows of my car. That was not peaceful. The peaceful protest is what's going on in the NFL right now. That's as peaceful as it gets. Protests aren't peaceful. They always lead to stomping, vandalism, looting, breaking, smashing, and setting fires. And those people that do that are morons.
Right. So, and that begs the question, so what's the right way to protest? And I always get this.
The way they did it yesterday.
Exactly. So whether you're doing it peaceful or you're doing it violently,
yesterday
people are still going to be upset at the fact that you're protesting. And this whole disrespectful to military, bull dookie, they're just hiding behind that argument.
All of the hiding behind the military.
Exactly. They've said nothing about the military. We're going to hold up. Well, too late. You
all
did
right,
it.
Chris in San Francisco, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, guys. I just wanted to make a couple points. I've been a lifelong 49ers fan. I'm 41 years old. It was a great childhood. It's been a rough adulthood.
Right.
But I'm so disappointed in my 49ers for more than any other time because they let Kaepernick go. And I feel like there's a culpability there that they've caused this entire situation now where – everyone's all talking about why is Kaepernick still unemployed? Why is Kaepernick still unemployed? Is there 70-something quarterbacks in the world that are better than him? There's not even one on our own team that's as good as him.
Listen, billionaire owners, billionaire white owners just cannot handle his activism. That's all there is to it. This has nothing to do with the 49ers being at fault for anything. The only thing I'll say about the 49ers is this, is that last Thursday was the best football game I've seen them play in 15 years.
I was surprised to see Jed York come out there for the 49ers and say what he said after the comments by the Grand Bertha. So it was interesting for him, considering he didn't
like
want to hold on to Colin
with.
Kaepernick. Yeah.
They don't like him to begin with.
Right, exactly.
He's
they don't.
Nerd.
Yeah. I would agree. Scotty Farrell sitting in for Gio here on Gio and Jones, CBS Sports Radio. And we'll be back with more of your phone calls and get into some action on the field. How about some college football action? I don't want to see my picks.
That.
I don't want to see my picks.
I only have to do this for
week.
Two more hours.
Just two more. That's it, dog. Right. Can you handle that? All right. Gio and Jones coming right back at you.
Listeners, I want to tell you about a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore, where people tell interesting stories about their family history and then we investigate the truth behind them. Family Lore is available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.